Dusty Rhodes and Sapphire, they'll have the crown jewel in their corner when they battle the Macho King Randy Savage and sensational Queen Sherry. Well, they're standing by with their special guest.
You know, brothers and sisters, Little Miss Sapphire, you have experienced the ultimate humiliation, kissing the feet of the Macho King. And you, common man Dusty Rhodes, you will bow down and kiss the feet of the sensational Queen. But you, Little Miss Elizabeth, in the corner of the commoners, you will not only kiss the feet of the Macho King, you will kiss the feet of the Sensational Queen, and then you will kiss the feet of Brother Love.
Unbelievable, yeah. Finally, yeah. We've got what it takes to bring you all the way home. The American dream, Dusty Rhodes, it's all because of you. And Brother Love, Miss Elizabeth, the crown jewel, is a non-factor. Humiliation is the word of the day. Dig it.
Hello, and welcome to The Greatness of Randy Savage. Today, we are finally into the 1990s. And we're jumping ahead quite a ways from the last match I talked about. The last one was November 89. The first match today we're looking at is July 17th, 1990. So quite a jump. A lot has changed. I guess not a lot, but some has changed for the Macho Man Randy Savage. And the main thing is that he's now wearing long tights instead of trunks and is experimenting with all kinds of funky colors and is very much a man of 1990 here. And the first match we're going to look at is a rematch of WrestleMania 6, which was April 1st, 1990. So a few months later, we have the mixed tag team match. Macho King Randy Savage and sensational Queen Sherry versus the American Dream, the Common Man, Dusty Rhodes, and Sapphire. So we'll do a countdown, and then we'll click on that, and then we'll get going. 3, 2, 1, go. So again, as I've said on previous episodes, I don't do any research to see where this match took place. It's another, random arena somewhere in North America that, for the TV that they shot, everything looked very similar. They all had the banners up, of course. Same banners. These ones said Wrestling Challenge. So we're having a tag match, and I believe Brother Love is going to be the special guest referee for this match, as he did for a few matches over the years. One that I watched for a podcast for Tag Teams Back Again with Marty Sleaze years ago, he was the special referee for a tag match between the Hart Foundation and the Rougeau Brothers from Boston Garden. And that was late 1988. So, geez, I haven't seen too much of Brother Love since, it was happening in real time. Forgot how red his face was. Oh my. So he's cutting a promo here, if you want to call it that, on the fans, and explaining the situation, perhaps. The crowd just hates him. I mean, it was an effective gimmick, that's for sure. I hated him. But some people argue, was it good heat or was it go-away heat, turn-off-the-TV heat? And for a lot of people, it was definitely turn-off-the-TV heat, go-away heat. So, here we go, the first team. Randy Savage. Macho King Randy Savage. And the sensational Queen Sherry. So one, I mentioned, changes for the Macho Man, of course, his look is totally different. Even you know, last time he had turned into the king and was wearing purple and had a crown and all that. Now he's transformed into this space cowboy Macho Man, where he's still the king, but he doesn't wear purple anymore, or at least not as frequently. He doesn't wear the crown anymore, obviously, as a cowboy hat. There's nothing about him that suggests king anymore. But he still went with that name and would have that gimmick for quite a long while after this, still, up until WrestleMania 7. Brother Love getting in... Oh, I thought Sherry was adjusting his tie. Maybe not. He totally freaks out at the first bars of the American Dream theme song. The crowd is red hot. Here we go. What a grouping. Sapphire leading the charge. We have the lovely Miss Elizabeth coming down second, being led by Pat Patterson, and then the American Dream himself, Dusty Rhodes, rolling into the ring, ready to start fighting with the Macho King. Yeah, this act was over. I mean, a lot of people talk about Dusty's time in the WWF as being an embarrassment, and he was treated poorly. But when you really look back on it, and you see the crowd reactions, he was over. Yes, he had the polka dots, but he made it work. The crowd loved him. Look, he's getting bows from the front row. And he was involved in several important feuds, like one after the next. Big Boss Man, then Savage, and then Ted DiBiase, all big stars in the company, and all were given a lot of time. And the WrestleMania 6 match, the mixed tag that this is a rematch of, was probably the second most important match on that show after Hogan and Warrior. Here we go. It looks like Sherry's going to start things off against Sapphire. Of course, the rules are women against women in the ring, men against men, so not really mixed completely. But, of course, for believability purposes, you wouldn't have Savage taking on Sapphire and expect him to sell for her or something, like Hogan would for Jay Leno years later. That was always the most ridiculous thing. So, Brother Love is not, in fact, the guest referee like I guessed at the beginning. He's just basically the manager counteracting Elizabeth outside the ring. Sherry, vicious. I don't believe Sapphire had much experience in the ring outside of the matches she worked in the WWF here in 1990. And she was also past the age of 50, I believe, at this point, if I'm not mistaken. Sherry was, of course, a pretty good wrestler back in the day before she got into managing full-time. Not a bad takedown. Dream doesn't even wait for the tag. He's already in the ring. Earl Hebner should have been on that, enforcing the rules. I was on a podcast. It was a Place to Be podcast, basically, at the end of last year with Scott and Jacob, and we watched the Primetime Wrestling Ultimate Challenge special, which aired right before WrestleMania 6, and there was a match that I'd never seen before between Dusty and Randy Savage on it, and it was actually a really good match. I was pleasantly surprised, because the only other match that anyone ever thinks about between them, singles match, was at SummerSlam 90, and that one only lasted a couple minutes. It was hardly a good match. But, yeah, people listening out there want to check that match out, check out the one from the Primetime Wrestling special that aired earlier in 1990 between Dusty and Savage. It's really good. Savage with a sleeper hold of all things here. Something he wouldn't use very often that I can recall. Crowd is just red hot though. So many great performers in this match. Sherry is just crazy. Dream beginning to fade here. Will we go to the arms? Yes, we will. I believe that's two. Almost three. Dusty. Getting funky a little bit in this comeback. Here we go. One elbow. Two. He's out of it. Oh. Savage going to the eyes. Now Savage going up top. Ooh. Dove right into that. Big elbow by the Dream. Elizabeth looking concerned on the outside. Dusty going after Brother Love now. What a snake. And in the confusion, Savage gets the upper hand again on Dusty Rhodes. I love these tights that Savage has on. Great use of colors. Very much a 1990 look, like I said, but it wouldn't be out of place in 2020, actually, in a lot of places. There's a nice little spot there. Miscommunication. Savage now in trouble. And the tables have been turned. Now he's the victim of a sleeper hold. Will he be able to escape? Will anybody be able to stop this? Elizabeth, what is she shouting? Instructions to Sapphire. This is getting ugly. Oh, we got Brother Love going to the top rope. Jesus. With Sherry's purse, which on the last episode of The Greatness of Randy Savage, that's how Savage defeated the mighty Hercules, so this has become quite a regular thing for Macho Man, but he's not capitalizing on it, not getting over for the pin. Referee laying a count on both men here. Rhodes appears to be out. Here's a pin. One, two, no. Too long. Huge pop from the crowd for that. Kick out. Dusty's. Oh, now we're getting some mixed action here. And the ref is going to go for a count. Maybe it was allowed. I haven't seen the WrestleMania 6 match in so long, I can't remember. Oh, here we go. Airplane spin by Sapphire. Is this it? Oh, God. Nope. Savage in the ring. We've got a lot of chaos. Referee is distracted. I can see another. Some more interference. Ah, jeez, so much interference. Again. Brother Love interferes, and he's on the Matt on the outside. Sherry now with the purse again. The referee has just totally lost control of this one. Now Elizabeth is going to get involved. Oh my God. Schmack. Wow. That was a pop. That was a giant pop for that. Two. Three. Wow. That's called making the crowd happy. Jeez. That was just such a crowd-pleasing moment there. What a match. I mean, it is what it is. It's not a classic. Matt Classic or whatever, but as far as everyone playing their roles well, good guys winning in the end, heels getting their comeuppance, the fans just loving it, that was a pretty good match in my book. Sherry, the good soldier, doing the job. Look at everybody. All the bad guys just defeated. Brother Love. Pretty useless in that match. Savage doesn't know what happened. The good guys got out of the ring pretty quick. Hightailed it to the back. As Common Man plays. No post-match celebration for them. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So now, how many months are we jumping ahead this time? Wow, December 22nd, 1990, so end of the year. Another, 5-6 months? 5 months after the last match, almost 6 months. So yeah, there's a lot of gaps here in between matches. Coco Beware will be Savage's opponent. And we have Vince McMahon and Roddy Piper on commentary. So this was from Superstars, I believe. Or maybe it's not Piper. I can't. Oh no, it's a mix. It's Vince, Piper, and Honky Tonk, maybe? Macho getting the full carried to the ring treatment by the jobbers. Can we name them? Can I name them? First two that I see there, I don't recognize them. Yeah, this is Superstars. So I wonder if this just didn't air at the time, or it did, and it's just considered something that hasn't been seen in so long that it's basically unseen or whatever. I know I've never seen it before. I wasn't watching WWF regularly anymore at this point. Catch the occasional show, but who knows, maybe I did see this, but I don't remember it at all. Macho again in his space cowboy look. Vince pushing the upcoming Royal Rumble match between Ultimate Warrior and Sergeant Slaughter. Of course, Savage was heavily involved in that whole match and the lead up to it. Savage overly concerned with Frankie. Will he even take off his hat and glasses? Oh, he will. I thought it would be funny if he just kept them on the whole match and pinned Coco in like 2 minutes. Oh, small package. Coco, of course, was a pretty good worker. He came to WWF in 1986, pretty much right around the time I started watching, actually. And he was treated, as somewhat of a star. He was never pushed and never had any big wins over anybody, but he always had this, he's afforded respect. I think he went away for a bit. I think, oh yeah, he was fired at one point for an incident in Europe. I think, I'm not sure exactly where in Europe it was, but maybe it was Paris, but during a European tour in 89, there was a night of drunken debauchery but with a bunch of the wrestlers, and one of the casualties as far as guys having to take the blame for what happened was Coco, and he was fired at that time, but he came back, I don't know when, maybe a year later, and not that long. But at this point, well, he would still wrestle singles for a while, but I think he went away again and then came back in 92 and did the whole high energy thing with Owen Hart. I don't know if he was continually there during that time. Don't think there's much left in Coco, though. Put up a good fight, got in some near falls, but I think this is it right here. Bam. That's a classic Macho Man elbow smash, almost. You could put that as, like, this is the ultimate example of the elbow smash, because that was picture perfect. Piper putting over Savage. Huge on commentary. Well, that's it, folks. Another episode is in the can, and next time we'll be into 1991. And some new adventures for Randy Savage. Another year of change for the Macho Man. And I'll see you guys then. Bye-bye.